1, start your engines.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you, editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. And I have to tell you, I did intend on doing a podcast last week. It just didn't happen. And the truth is this, that I've really been struggling with, I don't know if it's allergies or what exactly it is, but what was going on for about a week and a half is I would wake up in the morning and my eyes were almost glued shut from, you know, the discharge, the gook that comes in your eyes at night. They call it sleep, I guess, got sleep in your eyes. That's what my mom used to call it. But this was so much that I couldn't even open my eyes some mornings. I had to barely, you know, pull my eyelids apart. But last week I couldn't put together two sentences without coughing. So I thought I would just spare my audience the discomfort of listening to that and go ahead and skip last week. So that's what I did. So I want to tell you about my Easter, what I did, and I'm going to start sharing a little bit more on this podcast about my personal life, because I think it's only fair, those people that take the time, you know, take the extra step to listen to the podcast. You're not just following me on social media and all the stuff I share there, but you're also following on the podcast. And I kind of feel like you're part of the family, and I want to share with you what's going on. So my Easter was so fantastic, and you're going to think this is funny, but I want to, because I'm going to tell you what I did, but you're going to think, how could that be fantastic? But it was. So the first part of it makes sense. Okay, so here's what I did. I got up at 5 a.m. yesterday, and I drove up the road about 25 minutes to Crescent Beach. Crescent Beach every year has this beautiful, fantastic sunrise service that they do on Easter. And it is so beautiful. They put up a stage, they put up speakers, they've got beautiful music and a choir, and it's just fantastic what they do. And I don't know, several thousand people, it looked like, were there. And it's just so amazing to see the sun coming up over the ocean and to see all these people out there. And they had a beautiful cross assembled. It was just fantastic. I just really loved it. And I've been going to that for years. I don't actually go to that church. That church is called the Crescent Beach Baptist Church. I'm sure it's a nice church, but I'm not a Baptist kind of a person. I did attend a Baptist church for a lot of years growing up. But now I'm more of a non-denominational guy, but I do love this Easter sunrise service that they do on the beach. So I got up at 5 a.m. I went and I did the Easter sunrise service, and it was just fantastic. Then what I did was I came back here to my apartment and I made myself a fantastic lunch. I had ham and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese, and I even bought some cupcakes with, you know, different colored frosting on it. And I spent Easter by myself. And some of you might be thinking, oh, what, how terrible. Poor guy spent Easter by himself. But I have to tell you that now that I'm alone again, and if you're wondering what that's all about, you must have missed a recent podcast where I told you that I'm alone again, I'm single again. I have recently started to really learn how to be alone and how to really love it. And there's so many great things about being alone and not being in a relationship. And at first, especially the first couple of years that after my wife had left, man, I was so down and so depressed, especially around the holidays. And yesterday, about the middle of the day, my sister sent me a message and she said, hey, why don't you come over to Orlando and have lunch with me? It's Easter. Well, she tells me that in the middle of the day. And I already had all this food that I bought and plans that I made. And I told her, hey, I'm not going to do that, but maybe next week we can get together, whatever. So I could have gone over to Orlando and met up with family, but I didn't do that. I just stayed in my apartment, had a beautiful dinner, and then I went over to a coffee shop and I did a lot of reading and worked on some client issues. I watched some TV last night and I took a nap yesterday. I just had a great day and I was by myself. And that's one of the things I just want to share with those of you that are by yourself. A couple of things. It's not going to last forever. You're not. So don't think I'm by myself right now. This is how it's always going to be. Number one. Number two, embrace the wonderful things about being by yourself. And some of those things are that you don't have to check with anybody before you do anything. If you just feel like it, like, you know what? I just want to eat breakfast for dinner tonight. Or I want to eat my dinner for breakfast today, or I, you know, want to go out to eat, or I want to skip a meal, or I want to take a nap, or I just want to, you know, go take a walk. There's nobody you have to check with. There's nobody's permission you have to get, you know, before you do anything, you know, spending money, going anywhere. You don't have to tell people when you're going to be home. So there's so many great things about being alone that you need to embrace. And it's not going to last forever. It's just a season in your life where you're going to be like this. And you're going to definitely, you know, not be like this forever. People are going to come into your lives. And this is a time for you to work on yourself. It's a time for you to rest and recharge and to be able to rebuild yourself. More time for exercise, more time for spiritual things like prayer and reading the Bible. You know, more time to do the fun things you love to do. I mean, maybe hobbies that you set aside years ago, you can go back to those things. Maybe taking on something new. Maybe you want to learn how to ballroom dance. This is your time to be able to take care of yourself. No matter what the reason is you're alone, if it's because of a divorce or whatever, now's an opportunity for you to take advantage of all that that means, all the positive things that that means. And I'll tell you, once you get to that point that you're starting to feel good about being alone and all the freedom you have and all the choices you have, you may never want to go back to having people with you 24/7. I'm not at that point. I still see so many wonderful benefits of having a marriage partner and all of that I had for so many years. But it's different, and different doesn't mean bad. Different just means different. And so I'm just going to throw that out as an encouragement to you. And life is a season, you know, is filled with seasons. So every time we get in a situation, whether you're alone right now, whether you lost your job and you're presently without a job, this too shall pass. So that's the other thing too, to keep in mind, that you're not going to be in this situation forever. But I had a fantastic day yesterday, and I spent the day by myself, other than I went to that church service. I spent the day by myself. And if you follow me on medium.com, you'll see that I wrote an article a couple of years ago about my first Easter alone and how depressed I was. I mean, I was so, so depressed being alone on Easter 2 years ago. And I still to this day cry when I read that article that I wrote on Easter two years ago. You can read it over at medium.com. It's called All the Lonely People. And that's how I felt at that time. But yesterday wasn't the same. It was like, wow, I can just make this beautiful lunch that I want to have. And there was enough leftovers for dinner and even some leftovers for today. And I just had a great day. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. I hope you had a great Easter also. We also had a great time on social media because I reshared two podcast episodes that are related to Easter Sunday. So one of them is a great interview that I did with Dr. Gary Habermas about the evidence of the historical Jesus and the evidence of the resurrection. And it was just fantastic. We also re-aired that special that we did on the Shroud of Turin. And I know that not everybody is a believer in the Shroud of Turin, but I personally think it's the greatest archaeological find in the history of the world. If it's legitimately the burial cross, the burial cloth of Jesus, which I think it is, I'm convinced that it is. And so we shared that interview as well. So those both re-aired many times on Saturday and many times on Sunday. So if you miss those, you can go to my Facebook pages, James L. Paris is my personal, or ChristianMoney.com, or the How to Pray for a Financial Miracle themed page, named after one of my books. And we have it all shared there. You can just go back to yesterday's posts from the weekend and you'll be able to see that. So Joe Biden really stepped in it big time yesterday. So the White House had declared a few days ago that Easter Sunday, March 31st, was going to be Biden's transgender day of visibility. Can you believe that? And so faith leaders all around the world were just infuriated by this and commented on it. And then the media asks Biden about this, and then he denies it. He denies that he designated March 31st, Easter, as the Transgender Day of Visibility, although he did. And it's actually it's a proclamation from the president, and it has his signature on it. So it was interesting to see what happened, all the outrage about this. And then even Trump, former President Trump, came out and said Biden owes the nation an apology for, you know, basically desecrating Easter by making that pronouncement on the day of Easter. Just bizarre stuff. You can't make this up, folks. You can't make it up. Dairy cows in Texas have now tested positive for bird flu. And everybody keeps, you know, thinking there's going to be some kind of something's going to happen before the election. And I don't know. You know, I'm thinking, well, maybe there could be, who knows, but there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. There's this mosquito-borne virus in Puerto Rico right now, which they've declared a national emergency. I think I read something also the other day about meningitis is picking up around the world. But then we've got now this bird flu, and we've heard for years about bird flu, and it was going to do this and it was going to do that, and it never really became much of anything. But there's another story today here in Texas. There are dairy cows testing positive for bird flu. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen from that. So unintended consequences, who knows? Liberals always stepping in it, creating policies that hurt the very people they claim to be helping. So California has just implemented this new $20 per hour minimum wage for fast food workers. And there's some interesting things about this. So the first thing is that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, all of these fast food owners are now lobbying to get exceptions from this so that their particular fast food place doesn't have to live up to this $20 per hour deal. And so what we've been reading is that Gavin Newsom has been giving some of his friends exemptions from the $20 per hour minimum wage for the fast food workers. However, one of the things that we're seeing now is that many of these fast food places have announced that they're going to be laying off people because of the impact of this. So you're talking about potentially mass layoffs in the fast food industry in Southern California, or actually throughout the entire state of California. Now, $20 an hour, it might sound like a lot of money, but it's really not in California dollars. And I'm not defending the policy at all, but I'm just saying that when you consider that a little tiny house, two-bedroom house, maybe 45 minutes from San Francisco is going for $1 million. You just wonder how these people live, the people that are, you know, working at Denny's, working at McDonald's, these kinds of places. I'm not advocating for this $20 per hour minimum wage, but California is just so messed up. And now this $20 per hour minimum wage, what it's actually going to do, of course, it's going to make prices higher, and prices are higher there already for everything, but it's just going to make prices that much higher. And it's also costing people their jobs because these small businesses cannot afford to pay $20 per hour as a minimum wage. And so this is the part of it a lot of people don't really think about is when you set a minimum wage at $20 per hour, that creates wage inflation all the way through the food chain, no pun intended, because, you know, if an entry-level person is getting $20 an hour, that's $800 a week if you're full-time. That's $40,000. So if you're the manager, how much money do you get as the manager if your entry-level person just getting started is getting paid $40,000, how much do you get paid? I mean, maybe getting 80 isn't good enough. Maybe you want 120 or 150. So it causes inflation in all the levels of wages when they set the minimum wage at $20. Okay. So what else do we have here? Alex Jones, the documentary about Alex Jones, it's on HBO Max if you want to watch it. And I did take an opportunity over the weekend to watch it. And full and fair disclosure, a lot of you already know this, that for 5 years, I was under contract with Genesis Communications Network. So I had a radio show that was on the same network as Alex Jones. And in fact, when I did my show on Sunday nights with Genesis Communications Network, a lot of times the handoff was that the show before me was Alex Jones. So I did have a connection with him in that sense, that we were on the same radio network for 5 years. I've never met Alex Jones. I don't know him personally. I've never had him on my show. He's never had me on his show. He's a complicated guy. And I think that in many ways,